God of pilgrimage, we thank and praise you, Lord, for bringing us to another day. We also thank you for being with us throughout the past year, providing all good counsel and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Lord, as we prepare ourselves to listen and reflect on your words on the first day of this year, speak to us through your holy words, which will give us hope, which will give us life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Friends, we have come to an important time. We are in the end of a year. Also, we are in the beginning of another new year. And this morning, we are in the presence of God in this church. We all like to enter this new year with newness of life, and very especially after the two elections that we had participated, the presidential election and the parliament election. So we have a new heart, new feeling, new attitudes, new hopes, a new point of views, new promises, and new covenants. With all these things, we have entered this new year. Also, in order to enter into this new year, we must have done all our exterior preparations. Color washing, tailing, sweeping, getting rid of old clothes, buying new clothes to wear. All these things we have done carefully. But what about our inner preparation, my dear friends? What about our inner changes in order to renew our life? I think we need to reflect on this question this morning as we have entered this evening. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, the first 13 verses beautifully explain of time that God has given to man. And it says there is time for everything. And it is true, I think, because the 365 days that we have journeyed talk about the time. Talk about the time. And in verse 2 of chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes, it says, there is time to plant and there is time to uproot. I think in this new year morning, we ourselves have to decide what to plant and what to uproot from our life. According to the word of God, we are supposed to plant love. We need to plant reconciliation. We need to plant forgiveness. We need to plant humility. And what we need to uproot is jealousy and envy. We need to uproot pride and prejudice. We need to uproot hatred and division from our life. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, speaks about the fruits of the Spirit. Fruits of the Spirit. I mean, we need to develop those fruits of the Spirit in our life as well. But even though we are talking about time, as Ecclesiastes chapter 3, we also need to remember that God has given us a free will. Free will was given to Adam and Eve at the beginning of this world. Free will decide for our life what to plant and what to uproot. Free will decide what to tear down and what to build. Free will decide what to search and what to lose. Free will also will decide what to keep and what to throw away. But one thing is very certain, that we all have to remember that what you plant at the beginning of this new year will reap at the end of this year. Very important. What you plant at the beginning of this year, you will reap the harvest of that at the end of the year. If you plant bad seed, you will have bad crops. If you plant good seeds, you will have good crops. Therefore, my dear friends, we are given another year, new year, by God. And again, it talks about the time. When we think about the time, my dear friends, time is a God-given opportunity. Therefore, we have to use it very wisely. Time is an everyday gift of God. Therefore, we need to accept it with love and make use of it. When we talk about time in our life, it's very important, because we don't have a reverse year in our life. You can't go back to your life. What is spent is spent. What is gone is gone. Today will never come. The today will never come, because tomorrow will be a new day. Tomorrow will be different. Therefore, my dear friends, let us take these words spoken by Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to 13, and ask the Divine Spirit to help us so that we'll be able to make this new year a meaningful one, not only to our life, but also the life of the other people. We need to create ways and means and opportunities to help and encourage for the other people also to be happy. Because we wish all the people a very happy new year. So As Christians, we need to remember our responsibility that we are here to help and encourage others also to be happy in this new world. Let us be in silence for a while. Creator God, we thank and praise you for the time that you have given us in our life. Lord, help us to use this time wisely and also to make ourselves happy in this new year, while we make others also happy in this new. Help us to realize your divine presence in our life throughout this new. Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.